Robert Williamson is joining us from Grassy Narrows. He's one of the elders in Grassy Narrows, has lived in the community for a long time, and unfortunately has had to deal with a lot of hardship in terms of the situation with the mercury poisoning. However, Robert Williamson was part of a delegation that got to speak to the UN Special Rapporteur just a couple days ago. Thank you so much for joining the show today, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you can talk to our listeners, and there are perhaps listeners out there who are not familiar with what's happening in Grassy Narrows. I know it's been happening for a long time, but I'm hoping you can give a little context to our listeners.
Well, for many decades, we've had our rights abused by Canada and Ontario. You know, we had. Our relationship with the government is broken. You know, we don't trust Canada or Ontario anymore as a result of the mishandling of the mercury spill in the 60s. And on top of, everything else, floods and hydro dams, relocation and clear cutting, our relationship with Ontario and Canada has been broken because of too much neglect and too much abuse of their authority over us. We are made to beg and negotiate for our lives. Like everything we have identified as a need and necessary for us to be healthy and to survive, we have to fight and beg for. In 1962, the pulp and paper company in Dryden began dumping untreated mercury waste into the Wabigoon River system upstream from our home, and our families were exposed to the poison from eating the fish. You know, for those years that the mercury was undetected and not identified.
Now you talked about how when we were talking before the interview, how there are still community members in Grassy Narrows, and including yourself, including your family, who would sustain themselves off of the land. For listeners that don't know, I mean, mercury is highly toxic. This happened back in the 60s, and it's really been compounded by inaction from successive government after government after government for years and years and years. You've been asking for help, and those cries for help have been falling on pretty much deaf ears.
Yeah. That's true, and it seems for example, we are struggling to finish the mercury home because of the delays caused by government processes and the regulations we have to go through. The mercury home is an urgent need and immediate need, and yet the government is making it seem like it's just another project, right? This is a real emergency affecting our lives, our health. They call human lives in the community, where people are getting sick and dying from mercury poisoning as this is dragged on longer.
And so there's two crises that are happening, and so in the 60s this poison is being dumped into the river, and we just talked about the government in action, but also the mercury poisoning itself has just had a devastating effect on your community, from what I understand.
Yeah, The economy of our community was destroyed because of the closure of the fisheries. You know, we used to live off of the commercial fishing and guiding and all of that. And it was overnight, everything was taken away from us.
That's what I have to stress. I mean, I've talked to people from Akwesasne, and when they built the aluminum factory there, and when they put the hydro dam, and when they put these points of industry in there, they're temporary. They might run for a generation. Somebody might get some jobs and might make a dollar off of it. But then eventually, as is the case from what I understand in Grassy Narrows, the industry goes away, but the environmental damage remains for your community to deal with.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening here. This happened a long time ago, and the company that actually was a pulp and paper company that just went away, right? And a new company took over, and then we were left with this to deal with on our own. And Ontario never really tried to do anything until we started trying to put a light on this issue.
And I think that might be what's happened hasn't been enough, but let me just make this clear for our listeners. I mean, methylmercury, it's dangerous. It exposure can cause loss of motor control, chronic health problems. It can be intergenerational, transferred from mums to their children, can impair mental and physical development. I mean, this is a highly toxic material, but there have been young people in recent years who have been having some success in raising awareness in broader communities to get some kind of progress. Have there been things that have happened in recent years that have made the situation somewhat better?
We have more work being done to identify the results of exposures to our people. And there's been studies and there's been testing on our people, and then it really helped us to kind of find ways to try and avoid, you know, getting more of our young people affected by it. And the studies actually identified that it was mostly our young children were exposed after, you know, the mums were through their child, even at childbirth, they found that there was some kind of transfer from there to the young ones. But then now the doctors that have done the recent studies of help us to try and minimize, our people are being told not to eat the fish from the river anymore, and to this day there's still people still eating the fish and still carrying on this old tradition of, you know, living off of the river.
And it should be cleaned up. I find it mind blowing that this paper plant was back there in the 60s, and here we are. It's 2023. It's an entire generation later, and still you still can't eat the fish from the Wabagoon, the English Wabagoon River.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain this to everyone in the community that it's bad for you. Just, you know, you can't tell when you're looking at the fish and you're cutting it, there's nothing. It looks like it's normal, and people still eat the fish, and I guess this is why we have more people getting high levels of mercury in their bodies.
I'm reading, though, that the government won't even publicly acknowledge the scientific evidence that the people of Grassy Narrows are suffering from widespread chronic mercury poisoning. So how can you tell your own community members to listen and that this is dangerous if this isn't acknowledged by the people in leadership?
Yeah, that's what we're finding, that it seems like we had a hard time getting the federal government to admit that there was a problem. We had a hard time getting even one politician to say that grassy knolls is suffering from mercury poisoning the grassy knolls people. And
absolutely amazing the resilience of your community for continuing to speak up against this. You did go meet with the UN special rapporteur. Did you get a chance to share your thoughts with them?
Yes, we did. We gave them the message that that we are hoping that the world will know that Canada and Ontario are abusing grassy knolls, our indigenous rights to live our way, a life like safely the way any human being should live. But so we say no to industrial activity, and that's what we told them. We said we're saying no to industrial activity on our land. And we are hoping that he will hold Canada and Ontario to respect the international obligations and finally deal justly with grassy knolls by compensating all our people and respecting our indigenous protected areas.
What kind
of message? That's the message we tried to give them, that the Ontario and Canada are totally denying, and they are not taking this seriously, and we still have to negotiate for our lives and everything we tried to tell them seems to be a joke to them.
Really appreciate your courage sharing this. There were other First Nations there as well sharing their messages. Do you see a common theme of some of these concerns being expressed to the government and then not being responded to appropriately?
Yeah, it seems like everyone is every First Nation seems to be experiencing the same kind of disrespect from government, and I think we're made to we're being treated like children at times, and when we try to do something for ourselves, and it seems like they want us to beg, and that seems to be the message across from every First Nation.
Really hope that your advocacy and that your voice can lead to some positive change. I'm really grateful that you made some time to talk to us today, Robert.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Nyamakoa to Robert Williamson from one of the elders from Grassy Narrows. And so he just spoke with the UN special rapporteur, and to give some perspective on what's happening. Let me just reiterate before we head into a break here that I don't think the things they're asking for are unreasonable up in Grassy Narrows. That they want to publicly acknowledge the scientific evidence that the people of Grassy Narrows are suffering from widespread chronic mercury poisoning. It's very obvious, and a public acknowledgement of that is an important first step. They want to ensure that all First Nations in Northwestern Ontario have access to specialized medical care necessary to treat mercury poisoning, including by fully funding the treatment center sought by Grassy Narrows. They want government officials to commit to full and fair compensation for community members for the harm and suffering that they've experienced, including the impact on their ability to practice their fishing traditions. And then lastly, they want the provincial government of Ontario to fulfill their promises to clean up the river system. I can't even wrap my head around this. I've been talking about this on the radio just for 5 years, and things haven't improved. I can't imagine living in this community for 60 years.